I think it's so nice to compete for your country and like, well, of course you compete for yourself as well, but you want to make the people of your country proud and especially because we're so small, like to show the world that we're just, we're like maybe small, but we can bring something to the table. But yeah, now I'm actually quite excited about it because it's so special. There are only four athletes now competing as independent, and like opening ceremony, walking to the stadium, and it's like, whew, like everybody wants to be in a picture with you and wants to hear your story, and yeah, that's quite nice.
What was that like? I watched you on the telly during the opening ceremony, and it looks like you're having an amazing time.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like the five minutes before, like you already saw it coming, you saw other countries going. You were like, we were all pumped up, and we're like, okay, we're just gonna make the most of it and just enjoy it. And before we went out there, there were tons and tons of school kids who all wanted our autographs and pictures, and were yelling our names. And well, we were walking quite close to Usain Bolt at the first at the beginning. And they were all like screaming his. And I was giving an autograph to this girl, and she said, "No, not on this page. This is only for Usain Bolt." So you were already like, you already felt like you're a rock star. So when we came in there, it was so overwhelming. I all I could do was just like cheer and laugh and run, and so much adrenaline, and yeah, it was great.
We're sitting in the sunshine in Portland. How does this compare to where you're from?
Today is quite similar. Like for us, it's usually a bit warmer. Now I'm already wearing like a wetsuit, and there I can still my bikini if I want to.
And I'm wearing shorts and t-shirt and flip-flops. I think that says a lot.
Yeah. No, it's really nice now. It has been pretty nice for the last couple of days. And I came here a couple of times for training and for pre-Olympics last year. It was terrible. I was like, oh, is this going to be the Summer Olympics? No, but it's amazing now, yeah. I really hope it's also it stays this kind of wind, like a little bit lighter even. Then it would be perfect.
What's it been like? You've been on the water this morning. How's it been?
It was good. Yeah, lots of, like a little bit of chop. Quite breezy, but with some puffs. But overall, yeah, it was nice. Lots of sunshine, so that was good.
What do you do now? You race for the first time tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You've got 24 hours, just less than 24 hours now, you're out on the water for real. What are you going to do with yourself?
No, I've just been out training, and now I'm going to do a little bit of recovery, eat something. And my family came over, like my brothers and sisters and my best friends. So now I'm just going to hang with them. Get the sailing a little bit out of my mind to make sure that tomorrow I'll go in with a clear mind.
Are you a nervous type? You don't seem nervous.
No, usually, well, I didn't think I was a nervous type, but for the qualifications, like after when I made it, like I threw up, and then I felt all the, so much like tension and stress in me, and I didn't really notice that. And after that, the racing already went better. So I'm like, I don't have anything to prove to anyone except to myself. So I think that's a huge advantage for me compared to the other girls, stress-wise. But not really a nervous type, but you never know, eh? It's the Olympics.
And for you, just finally, I mean, what would it mean if you were standing on that podium and we saw the independent flag be raised? What would it mean for you, but also for the Dutch Antilles?
For me it would be amazing, like unrealistic, I think, but definitely wow, that would be the end of the world. And I think I think the Netherlands and Antilles, I think that would be also a good cause, maybe if they Curaçao or any of the other islands still wants to go for like a membership of the IOC. But I don't know, I think everybody in Curaçao will be really proud.
Would it be a dream for you to one day sail under the flag of Curaçao?
Yeah, I miss that. But it's hard to compete without a country. If you see, like, if you look around, everybody's wearing their team clothes, and it's, yeah, you're with a team, and I'm on my own, and that's sometimes, yeah, it's hard, but it would be nice too. So under our flag.